GamChat Podcast is a member of the Bung Collective, podcasts that came to play. Visit our website at thebungph.com.
Hey everyone, this is Mo Twister, and you're listening to the Kingdom Podcast with the voice, DJ Yuki.
That was the OG, Mo Twister, promoting this podcast. If you like Korean pop culture, or know someone who does, then get into it, and visit our Facebook, Twitter and Instagram pages at the Kingdom Pod PH.
We're proud to tell you that this is one of the premier shows to go to for your weekly dose of K-pop. So drop everything and listen to The Kingdom Podcast. Available in all your podcast streaming platforms.
Join us!
This is GamChat. My name is Greg.
I'm McCoy.
And I'm Dee.
We're three Filipino gay guys trying to make sense of anything and everything in the world today. Welcome to our podcast. Insert scary music.
So guys, have you guys done anything scary or seen anything scary this past week or this weekend?
Wait, I didn't know that was our check-in. I wasn't ready for that. What's my scary?
It doesn't have to be scary.
I was like, when did I last look in the mirror? when did I last check my scale, my weighing scale? That was pretty scary.
Oh my God, don't check that.
Well, you know, I've been trying to find, I don't like scary movies.
I don't either.
But I've been trying to look at new scary movies now. I'm like, all right.
Okay, let me rephrase what I said.
Okay.
Let me say that again. I like scary movies, and I used to be able to watch it alone way back when. But after the Conjuring movie, the first one, I can never watch scary movies alone ever again.
Yeah, well, I can never watch scary movies. So, okay, this is interesting. Okay, so I've been talking to people about scary movies, and give me your input on this, guys. And I feel like there's two types of people. The ones that will watch scary movies will never watch, exorcism movies, like evil, demonic movies. And then there's ones that will watch the other movies, you know, like the, I don't know, the Michael Myers.
Oh, okay, you're talking about gore versus, spiritual stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I used to be able to watch, you know, the Saw and all that stuff, but there was an incident with one of the movies, the Saw movies, that I was like, I'm done with this franchise, and I never watch it again. I am more of the person that likes to watch scary movies like spirits and ghosts and haunting, even zombies.
Yeah, I think I'm more scared of the fact that some crazy person is actually capable of doing that rather than an entity, so I can endure watching a spirit kind of scary movie. Because if it was The Hills Have Eyes, I'm like, no, it's okay.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Haunting on Hill House, though, that's a really good series. So
I tend to those movies, those cute movies like Scream, Scream 1, Scream 2.
That's not really cute.
That's not scary, though. Huh? It's thriller.
It's suspense. Yeah, thriller. Yeah,
yeah.
Thriller,
yeah. But so I've been trying to look for scary movies that I could possibly watch. I did watch Hellraiser.
Oh, that's on my list. Yeah.
Oh, that's a classic.
Well, they did a remake of it.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I didn't know that. Oh.
And to me, it's not as scary. Yeah, it's not as scary as the original one. The original one, I will not watch. Because the new one, I think they did too much of a good job on the makeup. I was like, wow, yeah. Hellraiser looking cute.
What movie, so aside from that, what movie, you said you never watched Hellraiser, the original, right? But would you not watch again? Because it kind of scared you.
I still have trouble watching any kind of Friday the 13th or Halloween series, like those Michael Myers ones. I for some reason, I guess I was traumatized as a child. I can't watch those.
Really? My sister used to take me to those gory movies when I was young, so I kind of got used to it.
Wow, that's some fucked up shit. Your sister did not like you.
Yeah, right? I was really young. I must have been six or something. Yeah, really young in the theater. So how about you, Dee?
It's not really a movie, but you know those videos of Faces of Death?
Oh!
Ugh.
Oh my God. Oh
my God.
We rented the VHS for that. Oh my God, the first one.
I will never put myself through that. again.
Yeah, I don't. I was like, why are we watching this? Like, this is not even. This is not entertaining. Well, as for me, the movie that I can't watch again would be The Poltergeist from, was it the '80s? What year was this? Like 80 what?
Yeah, it was like in the '80s, and I remember the clown. Remember the clown doll?
Yes, I remember that. No, because see, I was a kid in the Philippines when I saw this. So that movie, I don't think I could watch it again. And also The Autopsy of Jane Doe, which is fairly recent. I can't watch that again.
Jane
also.
Jane Doe? What do you mean Autopsy of Jane Doe?
They find this body in a basement of a house. So the cops bring it to this... Is he like a medical examiner, kind of like a private medical examiner, or maybe for the county? I'm not really sure. But it's at his house, so I think he was like a private one. So they were supposed to do an autopsy on her, and just stuff started happening to them, to the place, to her. I don't wanna spoil it for anyone, but I can't, like, I had to read the Wikipedia so I know what's gonna happen next, because it scared me that much. Like, I could never hear a bell the same way again.
Oh, you'd be like in Peter Pan, where every time you hear a bell rings... Oh, wait, no, that's the Christmas movie. The Christmas Story. An angel gets its wings.
Yeah, no, this is different. Like, a little bell. Not, like, this is no angel. So.
Oh, the devil? A devil eats wings.
I don't know what it was, but... I don't like it. So, anyway, so, yeah. The Conjuring, I was able to watch it again after a while. But... I can't watch the whole thing beginning to end. I just don't like those, like, possession stuff. I mean, I would watch it, but I just don't like it.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking about this. D, you said Faces of Death, right?
Yeah.
That was, what, in the 70s, 80s, or 80s?
No, early 90s, I think.
Was it early 90s? I remember being like...
Well, I mean, we rented the VHS.
I remember someone, like, renting the tapes, and we just watched it or something.
Yeah, I was in high school when it came out.
Thinking it was, like, a horror movie or something.
It's not. It's horrible. Oh, my God. I was listening to, because they had the anniversary for that film, and I was listening to...
What film?
Faces of Death.
That's not really a film, though.
It's a compilation of, like, scary...
Yeah, a compilation of short videos.
Not...
It is, like, really, really...
Well, not really, actually, guys. Sorry to kill it for you.
The what?
It's not real.
The Faces of Death?
Yeah. So Faces of Death, so everybody knows, is like an old school, like, kind of a snuff kind of film where you watch...
No, this is not a snuff film. This is like clips from the people that they found, like news clippings or stuff like that. This is not something that someone put together and is like fake. This is like actual videos from different parts of the world.
It was actually all... It started the idea of snuff films. And it's not all 100% real.
Wait, so is this like the, you know, the first walk on the moon kind of thing?
No, they're talking to the filmmakers of it because they had the anniversary maybe a few years ago. So Faces of Death is what a series, a compilation of video clips, right? Taken in, like, of basically people dying or things or animals, even I think they include animals dying, right?
Yes, yeah, or tortured.
Yeah, so some of that, yeah, tortured, some of that was real, but the human parts are actually not real. But it was based on truth. From what I recall, it was the original was a recording of somebody committing suicide jumping off a building. So the foundation of it is true, but a lot of it actually...
So they were all, like, reenacted, yes, in a sense. Yeah. Oh, man.
But
I still wouldn't watch it.
But they also... But it started this underground cult classics of, like, finding snuff films. Like, people getting off on it. Yeah, because I wouldn't watch Faces of Death. That's one thing. I'm like, oh, hell no. Because I remember back in high school, like, yo, if you want to freak people out, you watch Faces of Death. I don't hope I didn't spoil it for you guys.
No, I was never gonna go back to it, so it's fine.
Never go back. But if you want to rent it, you can rent it on VHS or Beta.
Is there still VHS?
It's probably on Amazon somewhere.
Like a VHS. Wasn't our friend JP looking for like a VHS player for like old family videos? He wanted to convert into like a DVD. And it was like hell looking for like a VHS player.
Oh, they still sell those, I think, right?
Do they? Well, I still have that porn from last episode. I still have it in my dad's house.
Oh my god, that's another thing. I have some VHS porn too, and I'm like, what do I do with this? I can't throw it out because it's wrong. I'll pollute. The same time, I can't keep it because I can't use it. Like, what do I do? I can't sell it. Like, what do I do with this? And it's about a genie. It's about a gay genie that comes out and grants wishes. It's like crap.
Have we tried to check online if the clips are already on online?
I did, actually. You watch.
Did you find it or no?
I didn't. And he was with one of my favorite porn actors.
So don't throw it away. You should probably like transcribe it and like put it online or something.
Like a DVD.
Yeah, just slightly older than that. McCoy, it's called YouTube. There's like online XTube.
Yeah, but upload it. That could be like a vintage, this, you know, vintage version or something.
It's from the 90s.
No. Oh my god. The 1900s.
The 1900s. Okay, I'm sad about that. All right. Shall we start our Halloween special? Choo, choo, choo. Like, wait, that's supposed to be like lightning. Choo, choo, choo. D, you have to answer real lightning, okay?
No, I have to look for a file.
Yes, you do. Happy Halloween. And if you're listening to us from the Philippines, Happy All Saints Day.
It doesn't sound as scary.
It's All Souls Day. Souls Day.
Is it not Saints?
That sounds scary.
All Souls Day.
I think one is the 31st, one is the 1st of November.
Yeah, one is the day after. Me.
I don't know which one is which. Please, I'm sorry. No, just say
somebody,
Halloween.
Can you someone Google this right now?
All Souls Day. November. Oh, November 2nd, yeah. Actually.
So it's Saints Day, November 1st. First.
That's not scary at all.
Okay, how do I make it?
I'm not scared
all
of Saints.
I'm sorry. No, I have to make it sound scary because it's Halloween in the States. It's supposed to be spooky.
Just say Halloween.
Happy Halloween, bitches. Like that. We're going to keep this all in. So if you're in the Philippines, Happy All Saints Day. And if you're here in the States, Happy Halloween, bitches. In this spooky gay episode, we found true ghost stories coming from the Philippines via yourghoststories.com. Disclaimer, we are not sponsored by the website, but it would be really nice if they did sponsor us, but they didn't. The three of us scrolled through 10 long pages to find and read some of our favorite ghost stories. Coming from real life people, I'm assuming, from their usernames, because some of them is questionable. McCoy, why don't you go first?
Okay, I'll go first. Let's see.
Yes, that's what I just said. You go first.
Yes, I'll go first. So the title of the story I'm going to read is My Teammate's Haunted House, and it's by R. James 52 Spikers 08.
Sounds like a real person.
I know, it totally does. There's definitely no AI here.
Well, his name is maybe like RJ, but it's actually like Ronald James. Oh. And he's a spiker because he's a volleyball player.
Oh, I thought he was going to say spy girl.
Spikers.
I was thinking like a motorcycle gang. Like, right?
That could have been it. But according to the story, it's very clear. He's a volleyball player. So he likes to spike. Boss.
Wait, it sounded so... Wait,
sorry,
R.
James. Okay. This unforgettable experience happened to me when I was still in high school. I was part of a volleyball club in our school, and we do our sleepovers on weekends for an early volleyball training. We spent the night at our teammate's house. I arrived there after dinner. But before I entered the gate, I had an eerie feeling about the surrounding of the house. It seemed that there's this dark cloud covering the house or the whole place there, but I didn't mind it at all because I could hear the laughters from the inside the house. The guys were throwing jokes and laughing out loud, so I entered the house and joined in the fun. Moments later, we decided to buy some few bottles of beer to help us doze off. Two of our trainees went out to buy 4 bottles. We started drinking and playing music and was singing our hearts out. Everyone had a great time. We finished around 9:45 p.m. and so our team captain called it a night. Everyone prepared themselves to sleep. The trainees were asked to sleep in the living room while others were in the vacant rooms in the house. Me and the three others are in the owner's room. Before I lay down, I did my ritual before sleeping, so I went to the bathroom located in the kitchen, because that's the closest. I went out of the room, and it was already dim outside. I wasn't thinking of anything scary, because I was really getting sleepy. As I opened the bathroom, I noticed a dark figure facing the wall at the shower area. I got alarmed, so my hand was hurriedly looking for the switch and turned it on. As soon as light illuminated everything, the figure disappeared. I know what I saw, and I can't just say that it's the drinks that we had. I just had a few shots. I stared momentarily at the wall, and then approached the shower area and shoved the curtain, thinking it was hiding there. But no one was there. Suddenly, I felt this cold wind pass through me and give me chills to my spine, and I turned back to check what it was, and there it was, a shadow figure getting out of the bathroom and heading towards the door to the backyard. I followed it, and I saw the entity just pass through the door without opening it. I gathered all my guts to follow it. When I held the knob to open the door, I felt something that made all my hair on my skin stand up, and there was this tiny sensation like needles on my skin. Then I opened the door, and all I saw was total darkness behind it, as in pitch black. So I closed the door quickly and did my bathroom rituals in a jiffy. I went back to our room and said nothing about it. I turned off the light and lie down on the bed between my teammates. A few moments later, I was about to drift off into dreamland when I felt something. There was this heavy feeling. I can't understand whether there was this weight placed on me or I was drowning, but it felt like I was losing my breath. I tried to fight it and was able to open my eyes. There was this heavy feeling still. I noticed my teammate on my right side, who was close to the wall, crying and was still and was shaking. I noticed something from the wall. There was this dark figure or figures trying to reach out to my teammate. They were trying to grab him. I shouted his name and pulled him over to me. He then woke up and was panting and catching his breath. He said thanks, because if it wasn't for me, those things might have taken him away. There was a smell like sulfur all over the room. Our other teammate who was with us was sound asleep and not knowing what happened. We slept with the light on. And so the training time started. We were jogging our way to our school and approached my teammate who owned the house and asked him about the house. But he doesn't want to talk about it. I asked him to tell me one thing about the house, and he simply said haunted. I tried to make him explain why, but he did not want to say anything more. After the incident, we still had our sleepovers there, since that's the only house that can accommodate 13 members of the club. And we still experience eerie stuff, like someone walking in the living room, chairs or furniture being dragged on the second floor, and many other noises. I asked my teammate if they had the house blessed. He said yes, but I didn't believe him. So there's that story.
Hell no. Hell no. I would not spend one night.
I don't like that shadow. I don't like the shadow figure in the bathroom. I don't like that.
So this is not like a place that he frequents, or like...
I think it's like every so often, like maybe like once a month they have this training for the club, I'm thinking. And like you said, it's the only house big enough to accommodate all members of the team. It's like a team building kind of thing too. So they have, you know, they spend the weekend or whatever. But that kind of resonated with me, because every time I go to the bathroom, I'm always fearful that I'll see something in there before I turn the lights on. Yes, I just don't...
Specifically the bathroom,
because, you know, it's super dark. But I just don't like the idea that something's going to be in there. And then it's the place where you're, like, vulnerable. Most vulnerable. And then if something is in there with you, that's not cute.
You know, it reminds me when I was in the Philippines. I remember going to my aunt's house, and the house was haunted. But I didn't see any ghosts there when I was there. My brother did, but not me. But I remember, like, sleeping on the floor. And I know they had those little night lights they would put on the wall, and it always cast these scary ass shadows. That's what I think about when I hear this story. I was like, oh, hell no.
But then also there was the shadow figure in the room trying to grab at the friend.
So I heard those. I feel like there's a common story about sleep paralysis, and somebody would notice it and they witness it, and they would see actually like a shadow figure trying to enter somebody, or like.
Okay. There was this incident when I was living in the valley. So there's this light that kind of, it's like a light in the neighborhood and kind of shines through the room. I don't really mind it, but it gives a little bit of, like, you know, light in the room. I don't like pitch black. It scares me. Anyway, I woke up one time and I saw as if someone, really dark figure, I don't know if I was just imagining this, kind of looking down on me, like almost face to face, like kind of like bent over looking at me while I was laying on the bed. And I was like, I gasped really loud, and I sat up so quick, I almost ended up on top of the headboard, and I turned the lights on. I was like, what was that? What? Maybe I was just imagining it. Until now, I don't believe it. I think I'm just imagining it. But I got so scared, and I got so frazzled to the point that I was like, and then I ended up like on top of the headboard almost, like that quickly. I don't know what it was. I don't know. I don't want to know.
Oh, we know what it was.
Well, what do you think of the story? How do you like, how do you feel like shadow figure? How do you feel about shadow figures?
Yeah, that's why I'm always, I mean, as much as I like staying at like Airbnbs, that makes me worry about like staying at a place that I don't know much about. You know, kind of like when you go to the desert.
You guys are so effed up. I just told you before.
You rent a 3-bedroom house.
Just recording, y'all. I told them that just rented a 3-bedroom house in the desert. And now you're fucking with me. Because the person that thought me when you're talking about this, like, oh my gosh, that's me. I just rented a house.
Because, you know, like, you know how, like, he said, like the ghost walked out of the house and it was like pitch black. So imagine like in the middle of the desert and that you're the only one that's there and there's no light around you. It just like kind of gives me that vibe.
You messed up, dude. You're so messed up. I'll have some fun in the dark, in the desert, in the pool, but now I'm going to rethink that. I'm like, oh, hell no.
You still can, yeah. Well, let me tell you the story that my friend of mine told me. I guess she's very, I don't know what they call this, but she feels things. She doesn't see anything, not generally, and she doesn't really hear them, but she feels them. Anyway, so
like she's clairvoyant.
Is that what it is? Is that the
something like that, where they see things? Or oh no, there's a feeling one.
Clairvoyance is like speaking with someone.
No, that's clairaudio. Anyway, so she went. Her family.
Some girl named Claire.
She was with her family. She was with her family, and they were staying at this Airbnb. And she went inside the house. She was like, something's wrong in this house. But then the family was like, what? We don't feel anything. So they proceeded to, you know, the kids, they proceeded to go upstairs. Oh, there's my room or whatever. Like, they were like fighting over the rooms. And she was like, she went upstairs to the second floor. And she went straight back down. And she was like, I'm not going up there. And I think she ended up sleeping on the living room, because she refused to be upstairs, because she said there's something there that I cannot explain, but it doesn't feel good. So just watch out, Greg. Just don't go into the rooms where you don't feel, it doesn't feel right.
Shit in my pants in the bathroom, apparently. Like,
well, you're gonna be in the bathroom, so don't take your pants off.
Yeah, no, you just have to put your pants down. That's all you need to do.
Thanks, fuckers. Thank you. Moving on to my story, I'm excited to share this one. Now, I'm going to give an abridged, like a shortened version of the title, because I think the second part will give it away. But it's called First Encounter.
It sounds like a Grindr.
We should read that one. Horror stories.
A horror story.
On Grindr.
A horror story.
A horror. Like a horror story.
A horror story.
We don't whore shame or slut shame.
We don't. We celebrate them.
But we'll read your stories.
Yeah. Read my stories.
So this story is by Splyzio0315. Is that right? Splyzio? Splyzio? Splyzio. I don't know what you're trying to say.
I don't know either, but
It's like license plates when you're trying to read, like,
well, it says 315, so maybe he was born in, like, March?
That's not a month. 1950?
All right, so the story goes... Wait, what's McCoy doing? He's looking outside. Is he scared?
I was looking at the cat. He's trying to get...
A black cat.
Well, actually, we have a black cat.
Yeah.
Don't hang on black cats, y'all. Don't hang on black cats.
Oh, no. We don't.
Safe space. So, this story. This encounter happened when I was 11. I am now 27. Our family owns a compound in Mandaloyong City. Did I say that right, guys?
Mandaloyong.
Is that what I said? Sorry. This compound was an old hospital during the Japanese regime and was sold to my great-grandfather. There was nothing remodeled except that all of the ward are now rooms we let people lease, somewhat like an apartment. We have three floors with a somewhat underground space, like a huge basement, which was used as a piggery and has a well beside it. So piggery is like where they have pigs, yes, where they all kept. Yeah. Trying to explain it for like our Phil Lambs out there.
I was going to say something, but...
D, it's not a bathhouse, okay, you slut. Okay. God damn it. Back to the story, guys. Back to the story. In front of the piggery, not being used anymore, are five small rooms. Now, the first floor has a small hallway, which has a concrete desk in the middle and has an entrance to the basement on the left, and four rooms to the right of the stairs. The second floor has a long hallway with four rooms on each side and has a big window at the end with an old bathroom. Now, the third floor is where we had our room. It had two rooms. One is ours and the other is for my uncle. The dining table is in the middle of the third floor with a bathroom at the end. As this was an old hospital, we were already told about ghost stories that were happening. But my first experience only happened when I was 11. I was on the third floor watching TV, Dragon Ball. And then after a few minutes, I felt I was coming down with diarrhea. So I had to rush to the restroom. This is how y'all know it's real, because diarrhea does happen to some people. You know what I'm saying? That's how you know the story's real. Sadly, the third floor restroom is being used by... I'm just laughing because as I read this, I'm like, I know that this is real because he's saying, oh, sadly, the third floor restroom was being used by my dad. I've been there before.
It's happened to most of us. It's like, I gotta go, I gotta go, get out.
So I'm like, I relate to Splice0315. So he says, so I had to go down to the second floor. That restroom was rarely used, but I discovered why in a few minutes. So I was on the second floor restroom, mid-sized room with a large steel drum of water. Then I heard a bubble pop from the steel drum. Thinking that it was only my imagination, I ignored it. When I was done, I went for the tabo. For all you Philams or you Americans, that's a tool that's used to scoop water when taking a bath or to wash your butt. Why are you laughing? I gotta explain this.
Well, to wash yourself, like, yeah.
Your butt, right? Or your privates.
Well, if you're a female, you also wash your banani.
Another Filipino word of the day that we'll learn later on. After a few seconds, when I was done, my back is towards the drum of water. I heard the bubble again. This time it sounded like a bigger bubble. At that moment, goosebumps and fear took over. But as much fear as I was feeling, I don't know why I felt the urge to take a peek. What I saw is still clear in my mind, even after 18 years later. I saw a near-naked lady who is somewhat trapped and getting drowned in the water. She is trying to rise, but it seems like the water got her trapped inside of it. She kept hitting the water as it like it was covered. I was just paralyzed with terror that I couldn't move. But what pushed me to move was when she screamed. It sounded like she wasn't in the water and was just beside me. As I ran upstairs crying to my dad and told him what had happened, he was skeptic as he was. He said it was only my imagination. I'm sorry, bubble noise. That's bubbles noise. Insert there, dude.
I don't like that story.
Why?
Because that's scary. You're stuck in there. You're taking a crap, or you're trying to clean yourself, trying to get out of there, and you hear this thing. I wouldn't be that curious to look. Well, again, it's your house. You don't expect anything to be in there. It's just a drum of water.
Like, you know where it starts and it ends. It's not like it's a well.
Yeah, they just fill it so you can flush your toilet or wash yourself.
And there's a lady. Do you think she got tortured?
It's possible that she was drowned in a drum, and it's like a residual haunting kind of thing. I mean, it used to be a hospital that was occupied with the Japanese during the war, right? So you know they tortured people during the war. So it's possible that this is one of the things that they did. And it's just like a residual, like, you know, this entity or whatever. It left an energy there, and it just repeats itself over and over.
Like, the ghost is, like, trapped, like, reliving the horror and the torture over and over
again. Well, I don't know if it's a natural ghost or just, like a residual haunting.
Energy.
Yeah, like, energy left over that kind of, like, plays in on repeat.
Yeah, because that's what they said some of the hauntings are. It's not necessarily them trying to interact with you, but it's, like, them reliving what happened to them over and over again.
Sad.
Yeah, imagine if you're the boy. That's traumatizing.
I just think, like, even, like, you know, you know how, like, those small sounds would hear that would just make us start, either, like, you're outside in a forest and you hear, like, a branch crack, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Here it's just, like, the bubble, like, a small little bubble in the water. You're like, wait, what's that?
I guess I'd look, too. I'd be curious, too. I'd be like, what is that?
Yeah, it's out of curiosity. Before, like, scare, it would be, like, curiosity would kick in.
I mean, if it's not your house, then I wouldn't look. But if it's your house and you're comfortable in it, you know, you wouldn't think anything is wrong. You would look. That's creepy. And it's an old hospital that turned into a house? Like, I would not buy that. Oh, my God. But then again, for a cheap price, and it's the only place you could afford.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, my God.
But I would tear it down.
Yeah, but if you don't have the money to do that, the building's already there, the ward or the hospital room's already available.
And you already got your piggery, so you got to keep all your pigs there, too.
And it has a well and all that. It's like a business and, like, a house.
It sounds like a good investment if you take out the whole, like, ghost thing.
Well, yeah, but it's a hospital. Imagine how many death and birth it witnessed, all that energy collected in one place.
Oh, hell. Okay. Well, again, another bathroom story. See, I'm excited about your story. I hope it has a bathroom in it. But we'll find out after this break.
Okay, mine is submitted by appropriately named Duwag. So that means it's like someone who's scared.
Oh, is that, scared, is that what it means? Like Duwag?
Yeah.
Oh, like stop being Duwag. Like that? Like
Yes. Which is really surprising that he was able to get that screen name, you know, in a Your Ghost Stories website. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? True. Like, he's not like Duwag 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, he's the very first one.
He's the first Duwag.
He was able to get it. Yeah. Okay, so he wrote in, the story I'm about to tell is of my brother's experience. He worked in Cavite and would stay there and go home during weekends. He said it's very convenient since sometimes they stay until late evenings. One night, he and his friend slash co-worker were working late, and they were both quiet, concentrating on the work at hand. In their workplace, from what he described, they have their own desk adjacent to each other, and there's a water dispenser out in the hall. I know I'm not making sense with this description, but here's the thing. They can see the water dispenser and hear if it's dripping. The water dispenser is a typical one in the Philippines where there's this big jug upside down on top of the dispenser. Segway, that exists here too, and I hate using to fill that up because then it's like you have that 1 second to like tip it and like,
oh, you guys,
is it going to go all over the
place? No, they have the new ones where you have to plug it in. And
plug
in the straw.
But before, like, it's like a bottom loading.
I hated that. I pretended like I was busy. So someone else will do it.
Actually, yeah, I did that too.
There's like a science to it. Like, you have to tip it really fast. Yeah. Okay, by the way. Okay. All right. The water dispenser was dripping and they could hear it, but they weren't really paying attention. It made this monotonous sound and then it would bubble up inside. It had been like this, according to my brother, for at least an hour. Then suddenly, my brother was not able to move and the temperature dropped. Then a woman was shouting in his face, telling him, "Oh, ako na nagsara ng gripo. Yan ang gusto mo, di ba? Di ba?" So he meant, it was like, "Oh, I turned off the faucet. That's how you like it, right? Right?" And the woman was mad, according to him. Then suddenly, he was tapped by his friend and asked if he was all right. Apparently, my brother started moaning and his friend got scared, so he tried to shake him up. When my brother told his friend what he experienced, his friend said that the water dispenser making sounds creeped him out because he said earlier that night he could sense something was not right. They didn't finish what they were doing and went straight home to go to bed. See, that's more scary to me. This story resonated because there's those moments where you're like staying up late just because your brain can't like go to sleep. And then, like, I've had those things where, like, images just pop in my head. And this is how I envision this to be. But, I mean, obviously, like, 10 more. Yeah.
You know,
there's, yeah, mostly, like, stress-induced. But, like, it would be, like, there would be times where I'm just, like, I can't turn my brain off. And I just see things.
You remember that movie, The Sixth Sense, right? And there was that scene with a lady in the kitchen. And she just turned to him and was like, "Look what you made me do." And that reminds me of that, like, just like in your face, like all of a sudden, like angry spirit just like talking to you as if you are the one that caused that. But there's something like that.
The brother was like seeing things?
Well, I think the brother was like, looking.
He was just working, like ignoring, like hearing the noise. So basically, and then all of a sudden he couldn't move, temperature dropped, he felt very cold, and then just the image of like the lady's face just popped like in front of him, like yelling, like, "See, I already turned it off. This is not what you wanted." Like, and just kind of like, you know, disappeared.
So he basically saw like apparition.
I'd say, yeah.
But the friend didn't see it, the coworker.
Well, he felt something off in the beginning of the night already. But he, like I said, when he first started hearing it, he kind of felt something.
Well, I mean, he probably saw his friend all frozen in fear, so that's why he probably got up and like, "Hey, you okay?"
But that's resonates with me. It's like just the image popping in your head, like as a flash. That's really, you know, that's really, I've had those moments.
I had to turn the light because I was just like, my room's getting dark, I have a candle burning, and I'm like,
I know you got bright all of a sudden. I'm just like, "Wait, what happened?"
Scared. I'm just thinking, because he almost like it's like you almost like, I felt like he was like in this trance and you're seeing something, but you're like what? And then someone's have a different perspective of it, like what's wrong with you? But
well, that's like, the thing is, you have your mirror behind you. So what if someone's behind you?
Is it like when it's like I see dead people, like, you know, The Sixth Sense?
Well, what if like, "Hey, Greg, who's in your room?" Like innocently just saying that, right? And I mean, I don't mean malice. It's just like, "Hey. Oh, I thought you were alone in your room." And you're like, "But I am." I'm like, "Oh.
Stop it. This isn't funny anymore.
Because, like, you have your whole room, like, behind you.
This is not funny. I don't like this story.
Oh, so that's why you're like, okay, because people don't know how we record. So McCoy, his back is turned against the window.
Yes.
But it's weird how the curtain's, like, flailing open and you can kind of see, like, a face.
I see a shadow.
Because I'm looking.
I see a shadow, McCoy.
And I did this on purpose so I'm looking at my room and there's nothing behind me.
As if you can see.
I can see myself on the video thing. Don't try, because it's not going to work. I thought about this.
Like, the curtain's all taped up and Velcroed, so it's not going
to
move at all.
Actually, it has, like, the binder clips to make sure they don't open.
Wow, you're prepared, McCoy. I'll give you that.
Yes, I am.
All right, so last thoughts. What do you guys think of these stories? Well, one thing I did as we're going through this website, looking for like real life stories, I felt like there was a lot of bathroom stories.
Bathroom. I wonder why. I think because it's the most vulnerable, you know, space in your house. I mean, you're sitting there and you're doing your business, and you know, you can't really just like jump up and run. I mean, you can, but it's like, that's not the idea. You know, you're supposed to be like relaxed and all that. So I think maybe that's why.
Probably the coldest place in the house, the Philippines.
That too. But also, like, do you sometimes wonder why you know, ghost stories in the Philippines, there's like a whole ton of them, and a lot of them are very like super scary. Like, what is giving, what is it about the place that gives that energy off?
The Philippines itself?
Mm-hmm. I told someone, I think it's the fact that a lot of people believe in the entities and the spirits and the stories, and I think it gives off that in itself gives it energy to exist.
It's kind of like reverse Santa Claus.
Yes.
So if you believe, like he, the more people believe, the more that he has power to fly. Is that
I was telling someone in the Philippines, here in the US, if you hear a noise in your house and you're all alone, you think someone's in my house trying to steal my shit.
Yeah.
I mean, the Philippines, you're home alone and you hear a noise, you're like, there's a fucking ghost in my house. Right?
Yeah.
You know, it made me think about this. I forgot, it was reading the article, or maybe it was a podcast about, it was about spirituality and it's about communication and how we were talking about spirits and whatnot. And about listening, how as a world has become more and more westernized, we've kind of cut communication or even listening spirits or outside of our iPhones, for example.
Yeah.
And I think in the Philippines, I think there's still the belief that we talked about that you guys shared, but also just being open to listen or to be aware of not this realm, but maybe another spiritual realm.
That's so sad to think, though. So maybe like the ghost is trying to get your attention, but we're all just like looking at our phones and not really paying attention.
Yeah,
true. That's so lonely.
Well, you know how like
they're already alone.
Well, like here we celebrate Halloween, but in the Philippines they celebrate. They do Halloween also now, but it's like All Souls Day and All Saints Day, and you go to the cemetery. They call it Undas, and it's like a big thing. Like everyone goes to the province and visit their relatives. They clean the grave and all that, and they spend the day with them. So it kind of it shows you the difference in the culture, where death and spirituality is really part of the lifestyle, as opposed to here we put it away and we don't look back.
Yeah, it's kind of like Dia de los Muertos. It's like it's the celebration with sort of purpose.
Yeah, I mean that's where it comes from. Yeah,
it's the purpose is like almost like a celebration and like a remembrance, rather than like a, either you dress really scantily, like short, or like or partying.
I think I remember when I was young during the Halloween time. I think we light a candle outside so that the spirits of your relative know where to go. But I'm like thinking, well, all these houses have the candles outside, so I don't know how do they know which house to go in? But it just my kid's mind was like, how do they know? And you know, you put offering for your relatives around that day. So I don't know.
Going back to your question, like, why is it also like in the Philippines, like why there's a high concentration of ghosts and whatnot? I was also thinking this, like, the country itself has been through a lot.
Yeah.
From, like, the war, you know, the Japanese occupation, Americans even, come on, and Spanish and whatnot. Spanish, but a lot has happened on a relatively very small part of
life. In a small period of time,
Time. So it's almost like all these things happen.
Yeah.
With very limited land. So it's not spread out. It's very concentrated. And I think that has a play with it, too. It's like, if all this energy, like we're talking about energy and these ghosts that were appearing, reliving trauma in the afterlife, I mean, I think you would eventually run into them. Looking out to the website, I think we talked about before this recording, was that there was a lot of ghost stories happening in offices, wasn't there?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know why we didn't choose one. My first choice was The Office, but I chose this one because of the shadow figure in the bathroom I just don't like.
No, Dee chose the Office one. That was Office, wasn't
I was going to, but then I ended up choosing this one instead. Oh, you chose The Office. But a lot of the BPO offices I've been hearing has what they call a Junjun, like a little boy ghost.
Oh. What? Wait, what's BPO?
Business process outsourcing, like call centers or back office. Not necessarily like a voice thing, but like a back office thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I hear a lot of stories about the BPO offices having like ghosts, like either a ghost lady or like a ghost child.
But what, like you mentioned, like why would be a child running around, you know, like what would be the the traumatic experience that child would have.
Well, it could be that the child, assuming that this is a spirit of a child, let me be a child spirit who passed away. They see all this energy at night, lively energy, and they're like, they don't know where to go, but this is something that's lively, so maybe I should go there. Because, you know, they're assuming a child, you know, a child who dies and who becomes a spirit, they don't know where to go, right? I wouldn't know where to go, because as a child, I wouldn't understand. I'd be lost.
I mean, if that happened to me as a child, I would go like a desert where there's a pool and a three-bedroom house and just kind of like hang out there.
See, I'm rolling the middle finger up right now.
You know, it's like, oh, there's a pool. Yeah. Kids love pools.
Kids love pools.
Just like Greg's story, that drum thing. They love water.
Oh my god!
So when you hear like a sprout of water,
I'm so mad right now because I got this really dope pool and it's dark. I didn't make sure it's dark. You know.
How about this?
It can still be a dope pool.
How about this? You go to the you get to the house and it turns out there's like plumbing issues and they have a drum of water.
Oh my god!
For you to use.
Hold on. Oh my god! I'm so mad, you guys. I swear, and I'm gonna be on shrooms too. Like crap, I'm telling you. Like, my weekend's gonna be hella like All Saints Day. I mean, like, oh my gosh. Oh, you know what? Also, before we talk about some trends. I guess we'd see on the website. We did talk about this before the recording. Was that there was a lot of like doppelgangers in the Philippines?
Doppelganger.
What's up with that? Is like a ghost entity trying to like in the Philippines? Is that what they do? Like the
maybe it's more like a mimic.
It's a mimic. It's a mimic.
Like a demon?
Probably.
I don't know. They say it's an entity that just copies. I mean, it happened to my brother.
Really?
I don't know the full story. But he thought his son was laying on the couch. But then when he got up, when he went upstairs to check on his kids, they were both there. So who was the boy in the couch? So he went back down and he was like, who was that? And then there was no one there.
Wait, and this is the Philippines?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no!
Yes. And in that same house, sometimes they'll see someone go to the bathroom. So, of course, the house assistants would be like, oh, I'll wait till they're done. And they're like waiting for like 30 minutes. I'm like, who is that? So they knock and no one's answering. So they just open the door and it's empty. But they saw someone go in there. It's the house that I stay in when I'm in the
Philippines. Oh, hell to the no. I ain't staying at your family's house. Oh, hell to the no.
He won't stay at your house, but he'll stay at a random person's house in the middle of the desert
when
it's
dark
at night.
So there was another incident that my brother was telling me, actually, in that same house. So upstairs on the third floor, there's two rooms. So the kids' room and then their room. He was in the kids' room, and he was playing PlayStation or Xbox, I forget. So he was playing like late at night, and all of a sudden, he saw this woman walk wearing this like very flowy skirt, and he was like, where is she going? Like his wife, right? Why is she going downstairs? I thought she was asleep. So he went directly downstairs to follow her, to ask her like, oh, you couldn't sleep?
What's happening?
Yeah. No one was in the living room. No one was in the kitchen. All the lights were off. And he was like, what? So he went back upstairs, checked on the wife, and she was fast asleep.
See, it makes me wonder what their house used to be.
It's just a townhouse. Like, you mean what the land was? What used to be?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But like in the States, for example, we don't hear about doppelgangers.
Yeah, we do.
Not in the States.
I've heard stories.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard stories, except it's not like as extensive as in the Philippines. I mean, I listen to a lot of ghost podcasts. That's why I hear that.
Oh, we need to get like a doppelganger specialist on this episode or one of our episodes.
Is there such a thing?
There has to be a doppelganger specialist. I mean, it makes sense. There's a lot of them.
Maybe.
McCoy, you have a lot of friends. Ask one of them.
None of them are doppelganger experts. I'm thinking, I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Well, I guess on that note, McCoy, what's the Filipino word of the day? I'm sorry, what is the spooky Filipino word of the day?
The spooky Filipino word of the day is hindik.
Hindik.
Yes.
What does it mean?
It means labored breathing, gasped in fright, a suddenly feeling of fright, or sudden feeling of fright. So kind of like me waking up with a shadow figure on top of me.
Or like my, not like the my story of like the, oh, kid yeah. having diarrhea and he's
dick. Oh my god, that experience was kahindik hindik.
Why do you say it twice?
Yes, kahindik hindik is like something that's hindik inducing.
Remember, in Tagalog, if you repeat something and it's emphasized.
It's emphasized.
Hindik squared, yo.
Kahindik hindik. Hindik.
That sounds odd. That sounds not right.
He got his dick wet.
Oh my god. He got McCoy, so how do you say the sentence?
Yes. Okay, let's see.
I'll give you a bonus if you say it, like, if you double emphasize it too.
Okay.
That's not what his sentence is.
I know, the sentence is not that because the word is just Hindi.
Okay, go and try it.
Okay. Witnessing something that cannot be explained will give you the feeling of hindik.
Okay, let's try another one. The one that Greg wanted.
Okay, kahindik hindik. Yeah. The stories we heard on this episode are kahindik hindik.
Kahindik hindik.
Okay, let me try it. Okay. This house in a desert with a pool can be kahindik hindik.
Oh my god, yes. I will never tell you about my weekends ever again. You know what's funny is because I'm going to the desert, but you know, Joshua Tree area. Mm-hmm. There is nothing that you'll keep using those steel, like, horse trough drums filled with water as a pool.
As a bath.
I'm so glad I did not get one of those because I don't want something.
Well,
to come
I mean,
out.
Yours is a regular pool, but they might use one as a hot tub.
Oh my gosh.
No, that's true.
No. And then you just hear like bubbles going. It's kind of like the story.
No.
That
oh my god! Dude, you're so mess. You're so mess. Don't hand dick and dick.
Imagine
me.
If they're just enjoying the pool, right? And then they feel the sensation that something's pulling them down.
Oh.
Or they see this thing just float up. They're like, "What the fuck is that?"
Oh my gosh!
And you think it's a dead
body.
So
there's I went to an all boys school, but there was one of our sister schools is Ramona Convent. It's an all-girls school, and it's this
they call the school convent?
Because it used to be a convent. It's called Ramona Convent now.
Oh, okay.
And it's a beautiful school, and they have a pool. And some of my friends would tell me, oh, yeah, it's known that you'll be swimming, and you'll feel someone tug on your feet.
Oh, no.
Hell no.
That's Jesus trying to will you in.
Oh, that's not
with
Jesus.
All your sins.
Blasphemy, indeed. That's blasphemy.
Oh my god, speaking of this, do you guys remember Poltergeist? Because you said this, McCoy, earlier in the episode about Poltergeist, the movie. There is a famous scene towards the end where she falls into the pool.
Yeah.
The empty pool that they're building, and all these things come out and they grab her.
Wasn't the story of that movie, well, I don't think I'm spoiling it for anyone because it's so old, that it turns out they had built the house on top of an old graveyard that they never cleared?
They never cleared the bodies.
Well, how many houses is around here that's been built on a grave that was never cleared? I mean, who's going to claim the bodies of people who's been dead for like 150 years.
But yo, like, are you that lazy? You couldn't dig beyond 6 feet to like stick her.
It's all about money. They, you know, here in LA, we don't really build basements and all that, so they're not gonna dig down.
So luckily, we have septic tanks in our area, so we know somehow people dug around.
Just in that one spot, but it could be under the garage or under the main house, that where the bodies are hidden.
It's okay. Like I told you guys, we shower with candles on only, no overhead light. So it's just like, I've set myself up for like a scary.
Yeah,
because
candles is how the ghosts speak.
I got myself a black tourmaline to drive off dark energy, and I heard jet crystal or something, whatever it's called. It's supposed to be if you're like scared or something, it's supposed to drive away that energy too. So I think I might go to the crystal shop down the block and get me one of those too.
Put crystals all over you.
Buy one for Greg before he goes on his vacation.
Oh, no, I'm going to have one. I have the butt plug one, so I'm good.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
that might actually just draw them in more. And they're like, what the fuck is that?
They'll be more concentrated.
They're like, I want to see this. Come on, let's go.
Oh, well, that's our show. If you would like to leave a comment, have a question for us, or just want to slip into McCoy's DMs. I'm just kidding, McCoy. You can by
on social media. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at GamChat Podcast.
Or you can send us your questions to GamChatPodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Give us... Wait. I want to wake up in the morning and I can check our feed and hindic that there's a lot of good reviews. Is that... That was deep.
I struggle.
How about this? Okay. Don't hindic D. And happy Halloween!
Is that the bubble from your pool that you'll be going to?